Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, special guest, Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, two walks I wanted to bring up that I know that you're a part of and as a sponsor, and it's the March Against Elder Abuse. And there is a walk in Brockton on June 15th, and there's a walk in Plymouth on June 16th. And when you talk about elder abuse, I think people think, oh, you know, somebody's nice old grandfather or grandmother or elderly relative, who would want to hurt somebody like that? Unfortunately, there are plenty of people that do.
Sure, there are. And there's people out there, many times, there's people that are close to those people, whether they're taking advantage of their financial situation, whether or not they're trying to get them to sign paperwork. And, you know, seniors have certainly worked hard their whole life, and they should be in a position where they're enjoying their retirement. So it's important to have World Elder Awareness Day so we can let people understand that it's important that we take care of our seniors, that we report things that are hurting them, whether it be financially or physically or, you know, criminally, and make sure that we're putting ourselves in a position that we can prevent these things.
Would people be surprised if they knew how many cases of elder abuse are currently being investigated in Plymouth County?
Well, I think so. In 2021, we had 308 arraignments in district court and 25 arraignments in superior court where the victim was an elder. And an elder person pursuant to Mass General Laws is somebody 60 or over. We received 279 referrals from Old Colony Services in Brockton just itself. And so some of the enhanced penalties that we have for people who are going after individuals who are deemed to be seniors are their caretakers, people who are related to them, people who try to financially exploit them, whether that be face-to-face or over the phone, or it's the scams that go on every day where people try and take care of seniors who have worked hard their whole lives to accrue what they have.
How do you define elder abuse? I know, again, and I'm just saying, a lot of people in that generation seem like they don't want to call attention to themselves or cause trouble or inconveniences for anybody. And so how would you define elder abuse? Is that someone yelling at someone, hitting them?
It can be all those things, but I think that's exactly why seniors are targets, is because they're kinder and gentler than many other people are. They grew up at a different time. They respect people, and they don't expect people to take advantage of them. And unfortunately, we live in a world where people will take advantage of you either face-to-face, through your phone, through your computer, through your email, through your text. And once again, they're very kind and understanding, so they will listen to somebody, and the longer you listen, like even when I talk to seniors about it, when you get phone calls from individuals who are calling you, I go, first of all, always look at your caller ID and make a determination whether you want to pick it up or not. But if you do pick up the phone and talk to somebody, and it's somebody trying to allegedly sell you something or get your information, the longer you talk, studies show that more likely than not, you're going to give up information or you're going to buy something that you don't want, you don't need.
How do you report it yourself? Or let's say you're a neighbor and see a situation that you don't like that's going on where you think an elderly person is being taken advantage of. How do you report something like that?
Well, you report it as you would any other crime, because that's exactly what it is. I mean, you would call the police. You would put them on notice of that so they can go check. And even just doing a general welfare check on somebody, if a senior is living by themselves and you don't see them for a few days, or if you see somebody stopping by as a part-time caretaker or whatever, and you have a concern for that, I mean, the police, the fire department, they all work for everyone. So they don't just go somewhere when it's a 911 call. They go and check on people also. And if you believe that somebody's being hurt, things being stolen from that person, I think we have an obligation to make sure we stand up for the people who stood up for us our entire lives.
What about, I know with kids, they have people in certain positions of authority are mandated reporters. Does that work with the elderly too?
It's not the same thing as with the kids. Mm-hmm. However, like I said, there are in Massachusetts, pursuant to the general laws, there are enhanced penalties if you go after somebody who is a senior. So therefore, if you're deemed a senior / elder and you go after that person, a case that may be a 5-year felony against a regular age person could be enhanced up to 10 years on that. And we also have minimum mandatory sentences for people that go after and hurt them in certain fashions. So people should be advised of the fact that if you choose to hurt an elder or go after a senior, that there are enhanced penalties and that we will have you investigated, prosecuted, and we will put you in jail.
If people want to get more information about this or they want to report something, how do they get in touch with your office?
PlymouthDA.com, or you can call at 508-584-8120. We have an on-call ADA 24/7, and they'll be able to answer your questions.
Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.